You're listening to the Culture Builders Podcast, where we share thoughts, tools, and tips for leaders to improve relationships, raise standards, and grow personally. We're all about working to do better and to be better. You can learn more at thriveonchallenge.com. If you weren't a coach, then who would you be? Coaching is our passion. Some of us were called to coaching long before we even started. Others stumbled into this life. Regardless of how we came to this profession, coaching has become a part of us. And it's not just that we see ourselves as coaches. Others see us as coaches too. People in our community likely call us coach. Think about it. And what other professions will the general population call you by your job title? Years of military service with exceptional performance are required before civilians will start calling you general. Years and years of study with huge amounts of school debt must be accumulated before people will call you doctor. Only when you have reached the pinnacle of political office, becoming president of the United States, the governor of a state, or a U.S. senator, will people start including your position with your name. Only when you have studied theology, gone through rites of passage, and become a leader within a religious community, will you become reverend, father, sister, or brother. Using a person's title with their name is reserved for positions of prestige. Yet as a culture, we are quick to call people coach. Why? Is it because we recognize the impact a coach can have on the lives of others? Or does it just show how disproportionately we value sports as a society? After coaching for 10 years, I took a 5-year break from serving as a head coach, yet people still call me coach. They struggle to see me through a lens that does not include coaching as a part of my identity. In my work and in my conversations with coaches at all levels, I have discovered that coaches often struggle with the question, who are we without coaching? It's so easy to assume this identity, but it's so hard and scary to think of giving it up. And so few people do give it up altogether. For most, coaching becomes a lifelong pursuit and calling. But what if it were taken away from us? What if none of us could coach? If we cannot answer that question with peace of mind and clear certainty, then I think we will always struggle to become a transformational coach because there will be a part of us, however small, that seeks to protect that identity. Coaching is a position of great responsibility, power, and influence. We must use that position for good, but not let it consume us. We are more than just coaches.